Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Dogs and Men podcast. I am glad you are here. This is the show where you learn to let your dog lead you back to love.
Shoopy-doo, bop, 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 bop. So, hey, I'm glad you're here. Yay! So, today, oh my God, this is one of the most powerful things. One of the most scary things for us as humans, but I think particularly more so as someone of the male species. So I wanted to talk about vulnerability, the power of vulnerability. This is something that we typically run away from. We hide from it. We do not admit that it exists because in the masculine world, vulnerability equals ridicule. It equals death. It equals being outcast, not included. What if the opposite was actually true? What if all this fear around showing what you actually feel or who you really are is just a bunch of crap? Well, I'm here to tell you, it is. The ability to be vulnerable and allow yourself to be who you are is one of the most important and powerful things you will ever discover in your life. I kid you not. This is fantastic, guys. This is amazing big league shit. So, let's get into it. What do I mean by being vulnerable? Well, let's see. What if I told you I had a DUI when I was 21? Okay, that's not too bad. That's not too deep. Not too scary, right? Just a thing that happened. You know, maybe drank too much one night. Okay, let's go further. I had a major drinking problem. I partied so hard because I was trying to numb out my entire life. I didn't want to admit anything that had happened in my childhood and beyond. I sure as hell wasn't going to deal with anything. So I decided to drink it away. Okay, there we go. That's a little more vulnerable. What about the times I got arrested? You want to get into those? Those are fun. How about all the cars I wrecked, including my friends? You want to keep going down the vulnerable train? I got more. Let me know how much you can handle. So let's just stop right there. We'll stop with that one. What does that feel like to you when I share that stuff, right? What do you think of? Do you remember times in your life and things that have happened that you can't share? Things that you don't want anyone to know about? I get it. There's a lot of shame. A lot of shame underneath the things we've done. Our fear of being a disappointment to someone, of not being loved because we don't feel like we're enough. So why am I sharing all of this? Why am I telling you all of these things? Because it's that important. It is that important to be able to just say it, to just experience it. Now, I don't mean digging everything up all at once. This is like building a muscle. For you gym rats, you get it, man. You get it. You crank and you crank and you crank and you crank and you crank, and those muscles get bigger. You keep producing that lactic acid, but you work through the discomfort. Why does that seem easy? Relatively so, but talking about our feelings is not, right? Why can I do these amazing physical feats, but I can't sit down and have an uncomfortable conversation without wanting to just freaking bolt? That's good. That's a great question. What do you think? Why do you think you don't want to go there? What is it about being that open and that vulnerable that just scares the shit out of you? What is it? I'll tell you what it has been for me. Part of it was the way I was raised, you know, and it wasn't just from my dad, but that's where a lot of my childhood pain comes from was the ignorance I received from my dad. Let me be more clear. I was ignored by my dad for a good part of my younger life. And I realize now that that wasn't about me. That was about him. But as a little kid, you don't know that. You know, when you feel like you're a disappointment, that creates immense shame. Whoa, hell, damn. Never thought I'd be talking about this stuff, especially not in this kind of platform, you know. But it's so freeing for me to be able to just throw it out there, and you're either going to go, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. I wonder if I can do that. Or maybe you think I'm a loon for even speaking my mind. Either way, that's fine. You're at where you're at. And so am I. And that's where power lies. That is where it gets so amazing, because this is a muscle I have built up. You start with something small. You try it. And I bet you realize, okay, that wasn't too big a deal. You look around, no one's pointing fingers at you, no one's laughing at you. Yeah, okay, I'm safe, I'm good. You try something a little deeper, a little scarier. Same thing, you look around, hypervigilance kicks in. The only judgment going on is inside your own head. You're like, okay, I can do this. So if you can continue on this trend, you can continue to make space. What I mean by that is you can begin to move out some of these things that just aren't helping you. Things that keep you stuck, keep you trapped. Trapped in your mind, trapped in your ego, as opposed to what your heart's been trying to tell you. So once you start to move these things out, you start to make some space on the shelf. So I love bookshelf analogy. I love bookshelves. I built some really cool bookcases from some 1800s barnwood, housewood from this old Victorian place. And I was clearing off the bookcases and getting rid of books that I don't want anymore. I'm not going to read anymore. And I realized that I was having all this relief pulling these books out of there because I was making room for something else. How cool is that? I can actually create room in my own house, whether it's on my bookcase or inside of myself, for other things. Now, what other things do I want? What do I want more of in my life? Well, acceptance. I want more love. I want people to be able to see me for who I am. But if I can't make room for that, if I can't let go of the things that aren't helping, that aren't serving me, then I'm not going to be able to get the things that I really want. You know, I'm not talking about a car or a house or whatever, you know, any of the toys. That stuff's just temporary. Most of it's just a little fix to keep us distracted from dealing with our stuff. I want the meat. I want the deep, hearty stuff. I want commitment. I want connection. So I know that I need to make some room. And in order to do that, I need to be able to be vulnerable. I need to be able to share the things about myself that scare me, that I don't want anyone to know about me because I would just previously be mortified or ashamed of people knowing because it makes me less of who I am. Well, I've realized nothing's further from the truth. Nothing can be further from the truth. Once you start to open up to this, once you begin to allow yourself to be vulnerable, you are allowing for so much more to show up in your life. Why is it as men that we can be vulnerable with our dogs? We can show them parts of us that we don't allow other people to see. We don't allow our partners, sometimes our spouses, family members, to see that we can be soft and gentle. And it doesn't make us less of a man. Your dog doesn't care about all this stuff. They don't care what kind of car you drive, if you even have hair. That's not important to them. They just want to be with you. They're trying to show us constantly that we're okay. Constantly. You are enough. I hear it all the time now. You are enough. So Let's begin. Let's begin to be more vulnerable. I'm going to keep going. Oh, you guys can jump on if you want and see how amazing this can be. Think of the change that you can create once you make space. All right. I'll catch you soon. Love you.
I want you to sit just for a minute. Do you hear the call? The call back to love? Is it time to let your dog lead? If you are ready, then I invite you to join a community to support you and where you can learn more about working with me. Download the Dogs and Men app. You will find it in your favorite store. Aho.